This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, everybody saw the Remington settlement, which, you know, there's a lot more things to that than meets the eye. And, you know, I called somebody and I said, hey, were you looking at this when this was all happening and all the other things that they were bringing to? And of course she was, because she has that ability, that mind that reaches out looking for the truth. And I'm talking about Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you doing, young lady?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope and everything. Oh. One of these days I'm going to call you, though, and I'm going to say, hey, do you know anything about this? And you're going to go, no.
Actually, I think that's what I said to you when you called a couple days ago, because I was so far down a rabbit hole, again, concerning defendants of January 6th and various developments in that regard.
Have you noticed that the guy that attacked the mayoral candidate, and I think it, or I don't remember where it was, but he went in there with a gun. He's a former activist and anti-gun operative, BLM guy, went in there and tried to shoot everybody in the office. And he's out on bail. He did this Monday. He was out on Wednesday. You know what I'm talking about? Quintez Brown, I think his name is.
No. I was too busy reading and prepping for this show. No. No, the whole arrest and release scenario,
yeah,
is going to have to be revisited. We could do a separate hour, Bill, where you and I could put together a, you know, let's see who can freak out the audience more, by which case we're looking at for a person who is simply arrested, released, and, bonus, completes a crime, yet another crime,
yep,
shortly after they've been released.
That is a bonus, isn't it? Anyway, let's talk about the Remington, the whole Remington settlement, the whole Sandy Hook thing. The Sandy Hook thing is it is turning out to be a gift that just seems to keep on giving.
Sure. Why don't we start with sort of a straight line so that the audience has got the basics. Just a quick recap. I had to do the recap. The Sandy Hook shooting occurred December 14, 2012. 26 people were murdered at the school before Adam Lanza, then age 20, turned the gun on himself, killed himself. He had already murdered his mother at their home prior to going to the school. The lawsuit of interest that you, Bill, are referencing is a case Soto, S-O-T-O, and multiple other plaintiffs versus Bushmaster Firearms International and other defendants.
Right.
That lawsuit settled this week for $73 million. The question I keep getting from folks is, will the plaintiffs actually receive any money? And it does appear that they will. It appears that that 73 million number is the full amount of available coverage from four insurance companies.
Right.
So the question of whether Remington is bankrupt or not, do they have assets or not, is somewhat irrelevant to this particular settlement. The case itself revolves around the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, which is a statute anchored into a state's police power to regulate advertising that threatens the public's health, safety, and morals. I give you the quote because those are the buckets. There is a similar law in New York, and there is a similar bill introduced in California. So not unlike what we've been seeing over the last so many years, here is another example, you know, of our divided America and the list of states all in one bucket who are similar on similar issues.
Right.
Folks have been asking me why the federal statute didn't trump the Connecticut statute. And the federal statute is, of course, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, signed by one or the other President Bush in 2005, immunizing firearms manufacturers, distributors, and dealers from civil liability for crimes committed by third parties using their weapons. There are a couple exemptions under that: exemption for negligence, exemption for deliberate violation of state law. The plaintiff's attorneys in Soto versus Bushmaster were actually smarter than initially I was thinking for bringing it in state court, because they managed to get their state judges very much on the side of protecting state citizens. And I think that was a interesting angle in legal chatter out there from all the different legal commentators and different associations the last sort of 48 hours really isn't very different than when the Connecticut High Court said the case could proceed in the first place, which is to say this is a massive expansion of consumer law for unintended and unenvisioned directions. So I think that's part of what we can talk about on some level. But where I think it creates a challenge is settlements don't resolve issues. Y'all have heard me say before, I'm not a huge fan of settlements. It's a very, very significant portion of cases, 90% of cases by some legal experts, settle. You know, you bring it, you start fleshing out the issues, people say they see the writing on the wall, or the judge says this is the way this is going to go down, and the lawyers prevail upon the parties, and, you know, the parties settle. But a $73 million settlement is going to also attract riffraff and spurious lawsuits and just all kinds of nonsense of people looking for deep pockets. So that's
right.
That's kind of my top line. But there's a real sweet spot in here, and then we can throw the whole thing open to all kinds of conversation. Real sweet spot in here. Plaintiff's attorneys in Soto versus Bushmaster have a stipulation reported to be in this settlement agreement that plaintiff's attorneys confirmed at the podium with their live conference. Remington is going to have to release thousands of pages of internal company documents, including planning on how to market the firearm.
Okay. I need you to hold up right there, because this is now we're getting into the good stuff. And first of all, I know you got a bunch of publications and everything. Tell everybody how to find your stuff.
Sure. Easiest way to find me is 2ampatriot.com.
Paloma has done a lot of work behind the enemy lines before she became an antique dealer in beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina. She was out there fighting the good fight in New York State. And, I mean, that's behind the enemy lines. And most of New York, I think, is probably a fairly gun-friendly state, mm-hmm. but it's run by New York City. So that's who she's been fighting for the last little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Paloma Capana. And, you know, while everybody's been sitting around and everything, with the Remington decision and everything, the big thing that made this happen was the supposed targeted advertising. And we had just gotten to this point where they're going to have to turn certain things over on this. And I had to cut you off, so please, can we pick it up there?
Sure. And it's somewhat for you to pick up, because this is where I have to chuckle just a little bit at the thought that the advertising to Couch Commandos, and those of you who are looking for a man card, would somehow be enticed to purchase a firearm because hyper-masculine themes were introduced to you through magazine ads. But speak to that, Bill. I rarely get to do that.
Yeah. See, this is the thing, and this is what I find so ludicrous about this, because I do advertising, and I mean, radio advertising is constant, it's subliminal, it's not like print. You know, most print advertising ends up, especially in the gun publications, they end up on a toilet bowl tank, right? That's where they end up. Yeah. That's where they end up.
Okay.
And they're looked at one time and you move on from this. What I do is constant. What Gresham does is constant. What Walters does is constant. So if advertising worked that well, I would never have any empty slots. I would never lose an advertiser, ever.
Yes, correct. And if black plastic appealed to women, they would be advertising these completely differently.
Okay. So,
right. So the challenge there for me, as both a woman and as an attorney, is to be listening to the plaintiff's attorney in this lawsuit talk about the lethality of the firearm, which we can go back and forth and we can debate, but he tags it up with the ease with which criminals and mentally unstable individuals can acquire an AR-15.
Right.
And that's where, if that is what you believe, then your fix is legislative. Your fix is legislative. Your fix is education to the public. Your fix is things like some of the bills requiring a gun safe in a person's home, requiring parental trigger locks in a person's home. And your fix actually speaks a little bit more to the household situation of young Adam Lanza. So I wanted also to alert listeners that there is an amazing report done by the state of Connecticut that I have not seen done in any of the other mass shootings that I have studied. This one issued in 2014, and it was put out by the State of Connecticut Office of the Child Advocate. It's 114 pages. I never see it cited anywhere. And it goes through Adam Lanza's life from birth to the time of the shooting. Goes from the first intervention by the State of Connecticut in his life when he was 3 years old and was not speaking in a manner that was intelligible to any other adult person. Straight the way through a fourth grade comic book, I put in quotes, comic book at age 10, that was so hyper-violent. Then one in the seventh grade. Then, you know, so you go through all of these psychiatric analyses, school analyses, changes to the school environment, his involvement with video games, that would have been another deep pocket that the plaintiff's attorneys could have chosen. Indeed, part of the plaintiff's attorney's theory was the techniques he used at the school he learned through playing video game. Right the way along to his mother saying to treatment providers, he doesn't want any medication. I support him in that decision. There will be no medication here. And if he doesn't want to go to school, then he doesn't have to go to school either. I'll simply keep him at home. If that is to be the standard for essentially product advertising, that it might appeal to a person that even the state of Connecticut in its own findings said was so rare a combination of things that we would not have been able to predict this causal connection between any of these factors and what he did, then we need to shut down the advertising industry 100%.
Well, but
because
I mean,
a firearm is then no different than one of those Tide pods for your laundry machine.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Now, this part here, doesn't this open up a lot of, like, drunk driving? Now they can go after cars, and I guess they can, I mean, you still see print ads on liquor, on booze. They can go after that.
Talk about appealing to your masculinity.
Yeah, so.
Look at the men in the bars in those commercials. I don't know what bar that is, but I'll take a side seat there. You know, the challenge that I face in actually looking at this settlement and saying this will affect any kind of change, which is what the plaintiffs and their attorneys are saying, is we've done this because we want to make sure this doesn't happen again. And I feel their pain. But the legislative fix went through. In 2012, there was also a mass shooting in Webster, New York, 2 miles from my house, 2 weeks later. And the governors of New York and Connecticut, overnight, beginning of January 2013, passed 2 bills, more than 40 pages, single-spaced each. The cases actually combined on appeal to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and the federal courts said constitutional, all of it, except for one provision.
Tell everybody how we're coming up on the next break. Hold up right there. Coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you.
Sure. 2ampatriot.com.
There you can find her pamphlets and her books. And she's, I mean, Paloma is a font of information. If you didn't figure that out already, go check her out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Do you ever get to do any antiquing?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a consummate treasure hunter.
Gotcha.
And love hopping in the truck with Kevin. Our upcoming pick-in trip, we'll be going to Laurel, Mississippi, and then coming back through Arkansas, where you can actually hand field mine for raw diamonds.
Well, you know, that's always on my bucket list to go do.
Because I think so.
I just got to find somebody to cut it. And that's probably where all the money's at anyway. But anyway. So back to the drama that is this totally.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing, and I'm curious about this with you, because we got double barrel Biden in the White House, who gets out there and says the gun industry is the only industry out there that is completely immune from lawsuits. Which he's referring, you know, PLCAA is one of his things he wants to go after. And the PLCAA, I would have thought, would have applied in this particular case. Because it was not a...
This was novel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So explain to everybody what novel means in the context of this particular case, if you would.
Sure. Novel. And I have done novel as well. So novel is not necessarily a dirty word when it comes to attorneys or theories of law. An attorney can be looking at a statute like the federal statute, the prohibition on suing the manufacturers, and say, you know, let me go a little outside the box here. I want to at least help my clients express their rage, express their grief, have their name on something where they feel that they have some control over the situation and can get their voice heard. I'm putting myself into the plaintiff's attorney's head. And I don't think that's an unreasonable guesstimate at some of the things he might have been thinking and taking on this case. Because certainly any attorney who is willing to do a contingency fee case that he sticks with for 8 years has some skin in the game. You know,
right.
he is motivated. So, he came up with a novel approach where I think he looked at Cool Joe cigarettes and the Marlboro Man.
Joe Cool, yeah.
And said the tobacco industry was held liable. The tobacco industry was essentially seen to be having a hypnotic effect, including a disproportionately influential impact on children with bad outcome for health, therefore. And thought, well, Connecticut's got this statute that's pretty protective of its consumers. Let me see if I can get a judge to bite. Now, in my case, however, I bat for the Second Amendment team. And so what I would say is among my half a dozen novel cases, they were more first impression interpretation of statutes that
right.
really had not been used previously. But the one that really stands out as novel is Bill Robinson versus Jeff Sessions et al., where Bill Robinson and 32 other plaintiffs whom I represented, we sued the ATF, we sued DHS, you know, we sued the Attorney General, because we wanted to get behind what happens when you let go of your Form 4473 at your local FFL when you're engaged in the lawful purchase of a firearm. And we took that long shot of saying, based upon this letter that Senator Dianne Feinstein, of all people, had with the ATF, we believe you are using our Form 4473 for illegal protected purposes. And amazingly, the DOJ said, yep, we are. It's just lovely to know that every time you do a background check, you are checked against a terrorist screening database. And just in case you happen to be in that database, by the way, the ATF will still complete the sale because there is no statutory prohibition against an FFL selling a firearm to someone in that database. But they're going to check you anyway.
And will they make a notation of that?
They make notations of everything these days, right?
Okay.
It's all electronic. Can you imagine the size of some of our files, especially people who go to, like, the NRA gun dinners? Yes. We're going to have to start paying rental space in some of their file drawers pretty soon.
Well, I mean, we're not the ones compiling it. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Now, at some point, when they're compiling all of that data, at some point, don't they get to a part where they would have to actually zero in on somebody, because that's an awful lot of metadata to go in there and pick through and try to figure certain things out. I mean, just possessing it is not necessarily meaning that they're looking at it. It is troubling that
Correct.
They possess it, but at the same time, I just sit back and go, well, that's great. Zero in on me, pal, and go, you know, take a look at, you know, I'm sure that you'll find something on me, but you'll find something on anybody.
And anybody, including you, who would like to do a sit-down, perhaps you and I could get a lunch date with FBI Director Christopher Wray, because
hey.
He happens very recently to have come out with the same thing I'm about to say and have been saying for 15 years.
Okay, go.
It comes down to human intelligence. Even with the metadata, you still have to have a human being make a play call, and our guys are not making good calls these days in Washington. So we got to get back to some fundamentals on who we hire, how we train them, and what decisions they make when they're looking at all these things they take from us. I would argue maybe under law, but largely not, and what they choose to do with it when they see it, because they seem to be missing the bad guys, and they seem to be nailing some of the good guys a little bit too hard.
Right. Right. So Boy, these guys. If I didn't, one of the reasons I don't run for elective office, Paloma, and I've told this story many times. I don't think I've ever told you, though. I would have to go to a carpenter and have a rendition of a closet built on wheels. And then at the first speaking engagement, when I'm up against the other guys that are seeking the same office I am, when they come out there all big smiles and Joe Biden teeth and all these other things, I'm going to be rolling out my rendition of a closet. And then when it's my turn to speak, I'm going to throw open the closet doors, and there's going to be a row, a line, veritable solid skeletons hanging in the closet. And I'm going to pull each one out, and I'm going to label it, I'm going to claim it, I'm going to throw it on the ground, take the name, boom, 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 boom. And then when I'm done, I'm going to look out at the, I would have to look out at the audience and go, you can believe me, or you can believe Opie and the Beaver over there, who just told you that they've never done anything wrong.
Correct.
I got nothing to hide from you now. There's not going to be any of these things pop up.
Correct.
Now, can we talk
and
about it? But we're headed.
That's
but we're
the
headed,
appeal. That's yeah, the appeal of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, check
That's
it out.
Right.
We're coming up
that
on the next
the
break.
Appeal.
We're coming up on the next break. Tell them how to find you, please, ma'am.
Sure. QAMPatriot.com. Loads of blogs, loads of news, and a stack of recordings with Mr. Phil Frady of Lock and Load Radio.
There you go. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capana. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. We've been talking about this $73 million settlement, which is actually... Now, you said that's the limit of the insurance liability coverage they had. Is that right?
That's what I've been reading, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you also said that they will probably actually get that money because it isn't. Now, what kind of insurance is this, though? I mean, is this what most companies have to cover their liabilities that might arise or something? Did Remington get out there and have a Nostradamian moment where they said, someday somebody's going to come after us for saying something about a man card or something, so we better insurance on up? I mean, is this common in the gun industry to have this kind of insurance?
It's a good question, Bill, and I was not able to find an answer to that question either when I researched it in July when the media announced that a $33 million settlement offer had been rejected. So when it came through 2 days ago and the coverage specifically references these insurance carriers, that was something I was trying to look at. But you might imagine this is part of sort of another aspect of why settlements are a bit difficult for somebody like me who is really analytically driven. Settlements don't tend to get published.
Right.
And so it's very difficult to drill down. That's why when I see that they're representing there's going to be a stipulation that discovery documents are going to be released, that is also extremely unusual because normally when a case is finished, everything is sealed.
Right.
Prince Andrews might be, President Trump. These are some recent.
But, I mean, but in this case, you think this is because Remington doesn't exist anymore and they're not actually there to fight this?
Well, according to quotes from plaintiff's attorneys, they were unwilling to settle the case unless that stipulation was part of the deal, the stipulation for the release of these internal documents.
So they wouldn't have taken the $73 million, the $73 million if that had not been involved in it.
That is what they represented, which is easy to say once you've signed a deal and you're already receiving $73 million, divide nine ways after a third is taken out for contingency fee.
Right.
So I don't know if that's grandstanding or if that was a point of fact.
Sort of sounds like this is intended to be published and then hopefully sent somewhere to be politicized.
Well, I know where it's going to be sent in the first instance is to every MBA school in America, because I have some feeling as to how these internal documents are going to appear in terms of doing a case study, and I won't be the only person writing a white paper on what executives are intra-company emailing to each other.
Right.
In the name of, you know, coming up with advertising ideas. So, you know, my fear upon seeing that is that, you know, I came down to North Carolina, where Remington now is, from upstate New York, where Remington
right.
was.
Yep.
And Remington was founded in 1816. It means so much to the people of upstate New York, to towns like Ilion. It's hard to imagine upstate without Remington, if that helps anti-gunners to understand that there can be a good connection with a company that they are portraying as the singular bad actor for their loss of their loved ones. But I guess my reaction to all of the news over the past 48 hours is to sort of shake my head and just be a little bit sad for the company and wonder if it didn't become a place of profits and graduate degrees, and that perhaps the company did lose its way and lost its culture and lost its anchor, if you will.
I'm almost certain that happened.
It'll be interesting to see what they say. But it is a part of America, and so I don't want to sound too mushy here, because then everybody simply starts complaining to me that I'm not taking a side one way or the other. You know, for me, since 2012, when it was both Sandy Hook and also William Spengler killing a Webster police officer and a Webster fighter by ambush after he had killed his sister in their home. But, you know, the statutes are part of how we, the people, participate in legislative fixes. And in the case of the Connecticut report, it had key findings, page after page of things that the school system can improve upon when there is a troubled child who year after every single year you can see problems not only for the child but also for the family that he's going home to, the mental illness of the mother, et cetera. And, you know, then I look at something like the show you and I just did, Bill, on the Colleyville, Texas synagogue situation with
right.
a kidnapping there, and it touches on what we were just saying, human intervention, human interaction. So here's all this data in the whole wide world, but this man, Mr. Akram, comes through JFK Airport and over the course of days winds his way down to Texas. And what is it that Rabbi Charlie has said now several times since that day? We were trained. We were ready. We had some skills to use.
Right.
And so I know I'm going to make at least some listeners unhappy with my comment, and I'm going to apologize ahead, but it's part of why I believe so strongly in the Second Amendment. What if there had been an armed resource officer?
Yeah, well, that shouldn't make anybody angry. That shouldn't make anybody angry. I have talked to men of the cloth, and I have asked mm-hmm. them what they think about guns in the church. And they're like, mm-hmm. I hate to think of the need for guns to be mm-hmm. in the church. And I said, I do too. However, I also hate to think about people being murdered in the church.
Yes.
Which is a reality, whether you want to like it or anything else. It is a reality. And mm-hmm. so to that end, if that offends someone, I mean, I'm sorry. Very sorry that that offends you, but I don't like violence. I am against all violence against all innocents. Of all kinds, all types, not just gun or, because gun violence is a political term, but
targets
violence. So anyway.
And that's where we need to finally all of us relax and have an actual conversation with the kind of detail that the Connecticut Commission report on Adam Lanza provides to us. It has actual executable things that can be done.
Right.
To help us all be safer. And by the way, 114 pages, they were not recommending firearms, but they had concrete specifics that can be implemented in the school system to try to help catch a kid who's not getting help or support that's needed. So I'm not trying to shift the blame off of Remington here, but I think that if all the Brady Center does is do things like sue Bushmaster, which they did previously, not this case, you know, as a named plaintiff, but in 2004, yes, it actually stops us from advancing the conversation. They're not helping us advance the conversation, not helping us prevent a violent act. They're stopping the conversation, which means that things, let me go sideways, like the Boston Marathon happened,
right,
where it's not even a firearm, it's a crock pot.
Yeah, we have run out of time. We're going to have to come back and revisit this. I'm going to call you about something that I want you to talk about with me next time. But any event, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bill, and to all the listeners of Lock and Load Radio.
There you go. We'll be right back. Coming up next, 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.